You can see what God's like through the Bible, and sometimes you can get a whole new glimpse of Him when you step outside. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever been hit by a sunset so beautiful you just had to stop and stare at it for a minute? Or maybe you stood under a sky full of stars and felt really, really small, but in kind of the best way. Well, Psalm 19 tells us that creation is constantly telling us something, that God is real, powerful, and worth praising. But the Psalm doesn't stop there. It shifts from sky to scripture, showing us that the same God who made the world also gave us His Word, and ultimately gave us Jesus. So let's get into it with today's devotion, God's Creation by Stephanie Matthews. Psalm 19 is a psalm of praise and a wonderful description of God's magnificence. It opens with a declaration of the glory of God's creation, which speaks a language that is universal to all. The heavens and the earth proclaim God's majesty and creative power. Looking at creation gives us a tangible glimpse of the majesty and glory of God. The psalm then switches gears and talks about delighting in the law of the Lord. That's in verse 7. The writer, David, expresses how perfect God's ways are, what wisdom can be found in following God, and what joy it can bring us. The law of the Lord is a guide for our lives, helping us and teaching us that God and His ways are more valuable than all earthly riches and pleasures. Psalm 19 concludes with a response from David. He reflects on his own shortcomings and his need for forgiveness and God's help. We all need God's grace and His help, both in avoiding unintentional sins and in resisting temptations to sin willfully. David's concluding prayer expresses his desire that his words and the thoughts of his heart be pleasing to God, our Creator and Redeemer. Psalm 19 reminds me of the opening verses in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is Jesus Christ. He was there at the beginning, and the heavens declare His glory. John goes on to say that through Him, all things were made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Christ is God's Word made flesh, the only one to follow the law of the Lord perfectly, and the only one who can provide the forgiveness we all need through His death and resurrection. If we know Christ, we have been redeemed. We are part of God's wonderful creation, and like the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of His hands, we get to point to Christ and shine His light in the darkness. So, what are you thinking and maybe feeling after hearing today's Devo? Have you ever seen something beautiful in creation that led you to praise God? What was that like? How is the way we point to God similar to how nature points to God? And how is it different? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Psalm 19 and John 1:1-14, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and there is more to this resource than, you know, just the podcast you're listening to. So if you're looking for a good way to spend time with God in His Word, you know, learning what He wants us to know about Him, then you can pick up a physical copy of the Unlocked devotional. Sign up for a free subscription sent to you when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe there in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how Jesus can help you overcome a family cycle of pain. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.